Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast, and it is my passion to be helping the modern multicultural mujer and bilingual microbizpreneur gain clarity, focus, and create their blueprint for success so they can rock their six figures and live their best life. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. There are no coincidences in this world. You are here to hear this message today. Llegaste a este podcast para escuchar el mensaje de hoy. This is a bilingual podcast. A veces hablamos español, and sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Welcome. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's get it started. Bienvenidos.
Today is October 11th. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day. My name is Marty Angel, and I'm your host, and I'm so happy that you are here with us today. Today, we are talking about how collaboration is the missing piece to your entrepreneurial success. The missing piece to your entrepreneurial success is critically important. It is so important for you to understand that as a solopreneur, as a small business owner, what we need to do is we need to learn how to collaborate, how to work inside a team. Now, as a former formal educator, here's what I know. We did not teach you how to work in teams. We did not teach you that competition actually is a deterrent to your entrepreneurial success. And that when you're in teams, that competition will usually make that team go down. So how do we do that? If you can go back to remembering when you were in school, when you were put in groups, let's say the teacher randomly said, okay, hey guys, we're going to put you in your collaborative. We called it even a collaborative group. And the truth was, we never taught you how to collaborate. We just called it a collaborative group. Very few of us actually taught you how to collaborate. And if you don't collaborate as a solopreneur, in order to get to that next level, you need to really learn how to work in collaboration with others, because you're going to need to, number one, you're going to need to hire your next
assistant.
If you're in network marketing, you're going to need to know what's important in order for you to look for your next associate. If you are a brick and mortar business, small business owner, you're going to need to know how to hire your first bookkeeper, maybe your first virtual assistant, maybe whatever it is. But I promise you, if you continue to work by yourself, you will not grow. You will not grow. There are only certain amount of hours in a day and certain amount of, yes, you can utilize all the stuff that I'm using, but at this point, I'm ready to hire my third person. I'm ready to hire my third person. And I do contract out for other things. I'm ready to hire that third person. So why? Because I want to get to that next level. Do I have a coach? Yes. Maybe you can count my coach as part of my team. Okay. If that's the case, then I've got five people in my business. And so you need to learn how to collaborate. And I'm going to give you the two most important things that you need to know before you even think about collaborate. And remember that collaboration, I want to share with you, is the action of working with someone to produce or create something of higher and bigger value. whether that is making you take yourself to a higher, bigger value, your business to a higher, bigger value, you must learn the art of collaboration. Here's the deal. Many of us, especially network marketers, we collaborate as long as that other person is coming to us. But it's a relationship. Remember, just like a marriage, it's got to go both ways. It's got to go both ways. You've got to reciprocate. You've got to reach out. You've got to create that collaboration. But in order for you to create that collaboration, your most successful collaborations in your entrepreneurial journey will happen because of two things. Number one, you know your values and your core values and your sub values. You need to know your core values and your sub values. If you do not have that, then it's going to be very frustrating. Let me just say that. It's going to be very frustrating for you, and it might make you end up quitting. The second thing that is critically important is to find your higher purpose. What is your higher purpose? What is that personal mission statement that you have, so that you can find somebody who's got a similar purpose, a similar value, again, working together to get to the next level by building in collaboration. Now, collaboration doesn't mean you're both going to get there like this. It may mean that one goes like this and the other one goes like this. But the point is when you collaborate with the right person, and the right person doesn't necessarily mean somebody that maybe has been where you are or is where you want to get to, because maybe their values are very different, right? It can mean anything, but it means the most when you actually begin to look at your values, your sub values, your total core values. You should have at least 5 core values and your sub core values, and that mission statement, that common purpose. What is it that wakes you up in the morning? What is it that's behind just the core value? What is it that's important for you to be able to share? Because what ends up happening is that you, like I said before, you're going to be very frustrated and waste a lot of time. Let me give you an example. You know how I love stories. An example is, especially, you all know I'm a professional network marketer. I'm a network marketing coach. I'm a brick and mortar business coach as well. I'm a digital course creator. And you know that the people that I have learned from, and I've learned how to make things better, how to make things more structured, how to make things more successful, and how to create multiple collaborations. But here's the deal. Let me give you an example of how frustrating it is. One of my really high core values is, and for me, that means that you will do what you say, including if you tell me you're going to meet with me at a certain time, and then it's almost right before, and for some ungodly reason, you all of a sudden, you know, break your commitment to me for whatever reason. I don't care how good it is. The point is, your values are not as strong as mine, because if they were, you would be there with me. Does that make sense? So what ends up happening is I get very bummed and very disillusioned, but there's no one else to blame but me. Why? Because I tried to create a collaboration with somebody that doesn't have similar values, or at least the 5 core values, that integrity that I call that time integrity, timeliness. It's really important, that timeliness, to be on time, to show up, to be loyal, to be responsible, to be reliable. And those are values that made me stand out over 72 other candidates when I was actually applying and interviewing to become the principal that I got the post for. 72 people. And the critical piece was when I went back and unpacked it all and talked to the different people, the reason that I got the job is because my five core values resonated with the 12 people that interviewed me. And my five core values were their top five core values, maybe not in the same order, but they were. So it's critically important that you understand how important it is. It's also extremely important that you understand that collaboration is the missing piece to your entrepreneurial success. Now let's take network marketing. We're always trying to pull people up, but the truth of the matter is you shouldn't try to pull people up, because if you've given them two, maybe three chances and they're not measuring, then they're not a good collaborative partner. That doesn't mean they're not going to stay in your downline, in your whatever you call it, in your team, in your associates, as business partners. That doesn't mean that. What that means is that you just need to go find somebody else inside that group or find somebody else exterior to that group to bring it in so that you can collaborate. Because when you're working together and synergy is happening, it's exciting, that synergy that happens. Everybody's there on time. Everybody shows up. Nobody looks for excuses why not to show up. It's all happening, but it won't happen until you really understand that collaboration is the missing piece to your success. And once you realize that, the two things that are extremely important in order for you to find that perfect collaboration partner, well, you know, there's no such thing as perfection, but that collaboration partner that's going to make you sing and make you jump out of bed because there's somebody that's got the same values and the same goals as you, jump out of bed every morning, right? So the number one thing is know your core values and your sub values. You should have at least 10 to 15 of those, right? Five core values and then your sub values. You've got to know them. And then find your mission. What is your mission? What is your purpose for being in business? What is your purpose? What is your mission? Those are the things that are going to help you be a successful collaborator. So guys, I hope that you found value in this little piece. I know I keep them short, sweet, and to the point, but I also want to take some time to invite you to, back by popular demand, the video training, the 5-day video training to rock your biz to that sixth level, to create your blueprint for success. 5-day training. And each time I do this training, I so much, and more of my collaborations, my software collaborations work. But I invite you, if you are interested or you took the last training and you know it helped you, please take the link and send it out to somebody who is ready to make that next level, ready to get your business in alignment so that you can hit the ground running in 2022. The video training that I'm inviting you to is October 18th till October 22nd, 5 days, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, short, sweet, and to the point, 45 to 50 minutes of your time to really hone in and get that foundation down. I invite you to click the link that will be found underneath this video. Or if you're listening to this on the podcast, in the podcast notes, then if you found value in this and you want to do this, you want to take it to the next level, even if you've taken it before, maybe you want to take it again, you are welcome to it. Click the link below and I will see you there. Have a great day, everybody.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.